The news update for August the 16th, 2022 on this Tuesday early morning edition, part two. Continuing on with the War Room hosted by Owen Schroyer. That's on both Sirius XM networks and across terrestrial satellite networks and across all social media platforms, podcasting platforms, that is. You can find our podcast simply titled Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. Let's continue on in our quest and telling the truth and educating people about freedom. That's what this news campaign has been about, and that's what it will continue to be about. Here we go. Let's continue on with this second hour of the War Room with Owen Schroyer as a host. Here we go, folks. On the Freedom
Little
Network,
kids. Genitals up? I mean, yeah, they've gone full psycho, I would say. Orwellian is a kind way of putting it. Here's some examples. This is all Democrat Party politics. Just 29 of 142 NHS hospitals refer to pregnancy as exclusively biological female issue. Yeah, my womb is getting a little baby crazy, folks. When will somebody put a baby in this womb right here? Just dying for my male womb to be fulfilled, finally, once and for all. Don't, you bigots, if you don't think I can get pregnant. You bigots. Oh my gosh, I just. So, yeah. I mean, that is so ludicrous, but that's official Democrat Party policy that men can get pregnant, and if you don't believe that, you're a bigot. And so, yeah, why would a hospital or a school, you know, and it's funny because I think about this. Where, it doesn't matter where you go. Let's say you go to a ball game. Let's say you go to the gym. What do you have? You have the men's room and the women's room. And so I'm genuinely curious how this is, how do they think that this is going to play out over time? Now, my guess is this is going to phase out. Once people realize that this doesn't make any sense and it's impossible and it's all made up, just like all other liberal BS, it's just going to phase out. But I mean, how does this reach its completion? How does this reach its end destination here? So I go to the gym and there's a men's room and there's a women's room, just like every other gym in the country probably. So is that going to change? I mean, what are we going to have now? The trans bathroom? The double trans bathroom? The two-spirit gender bathroom? Are we just going to have one big bathroom and then just people having orgies inside? I mean, what is the destination for all of this insanity? And you know, let me just, I'll come to this later, but I mean, the story with the dogs getting monkeypox now from their gay owners, you do understand that one of the things these people promote to children, and now they work in the White House, is a puppy kink play? I mean, you know what that is, right? They dress up like puppies and they do their little thing, like Sam Britton. Oh, and then you find out dogs are getting monkeypox on their anus? Yeah. But I digress. Twitter bans woman who complained about transgender rugby player competing against 16-year-old girls. This is insane. It's a biological man in his 30s. I mean, it's like a big 6'2" dude, balding, and out there running around playing rugby with 16-year-old girls. I mean, look at this ludicrousness. That's a grown man balding trying to tackle a young girl. Like, you're just a freak, dude. You're just a degenerate freak that wants to go out and roughhouse with little girls. You sick bastard. You shouldn't be allowed anywhere near women, let alone children. But hey, it's liberalism, folks. So 30-year-old balding men go out there and tackle 16-year-old girls playing rugby. It's woke. Mothers pushing transgenderism on children seek Mama Bear Crusade. And I've got all these videos. Maybe I'll play all these videos in the next segment. But see, there actually is a real backlash and a real pushback against all the sexualization and grooming of children. And a lot of it's coming from mothers. And we have the Gays Against Groomers and other such groups. And so now they need to try to they need to try to kind of judo that energy into their own cause and just say, look, mamas are for sexualizing and grooming children. Yeah. And they just find the most whacked out, libtarded mothers out there to go out and promote this garbage. It's all AstroTurf, just like everything else they do. And I can't even believe... See, if we can ever get back to a rational, sane society, and, you know, I am somebody that never wants to sound authoritarian, and I don't even... I have problem even pushing for things that might even bring about an authoritarian type of leadership. But, I mean, these are child abusers. They need to be probably arrested. If you're out there promoting... are engaging in sexual grooming of children or chopping up children's genitals, you're a child abuser. You're not a doctor. You're not an activist. You're a child abuser, and you need to be arrested. But you know what? Maybe it's the tolerant side of me saying, hey, you know what? Just stop doing it, admit what you were doing, and we'll leave you alone. But if you continue down this path of sexually grooming children in classrooms, do you really think that's going to go on forever? You're going to eventually be stopped and arrested for child abuse. This doesn't go the way you think it does. You're not going to get access to children sexually for very long. You've got your little window of opportunity right now, but it's quickly closing. So I would suggest backing off now unless you actually want to see mass arrest of these child abusers. Which, I mean, probably what you deserve, but even I'll be careful to go down that more authoritarian bent. But, I mean, these are child abusers, folks. Let's just call it what it is. And so now, again, I go down to this because we're living in idiocracy. We're living in the clown world. We're living in an Orwellian future. So now you've got the monkeypox debacle. It all comes from these gay orgies. Everybody knows it. And now it's being spread to children and pets. First dog infected with monkeypox after sharing bed with gay couple. First known case of human-to-dog monkeypox transmission has been documented in medical journal The Lancet. The dog caught it from its owners, a non-monogamous gay couple in Paris. The greyhound developed an anal ulceration and mucotoxinosis lesions. I'm probably butchering that, but there you go. So they're all going around during the gay pride month having their gay pride parades. And then they all show up at the hospital the next month looking for monkeypox treatment and a monkeypox vaccine. They also do open displays of puppy play kinks where grown men and women dress up like dogs for sexual gratification and sexual appetite pleasing because for some reason they like engaging in pretending that they're having some sort of sexual experience with an animal. But hey, fine. Again, consenting adults want to dress up like puppies or dress up like unicorns or dress up like mummies or whatever the hell they're into. Fine, consenting adults. But see, because they're not getting checked on this, because nobody's telling them what they're doing is so degenerate and it's an addiction, folks, is what it is. They have a sexual addiction to their deviancy and nobody's telling them how unhealthy it is. Nobody's telling them that what they're doing is killing themselves. And so they just keep going. And I'm sure it's a coincidence, though. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that this non-monogamous gay couple gave their dog monkeypox on its butt. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, guys. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence that they like to engage in puppy kink play, too.
So many people over the years.
Leftist freak show. It's a sexual revolution of perversion and sexual degeneracy that is going to get a lot of people sick and hurt. And nobody's calling it out for what it is because it's pride. It's pride. Oops, you got monkeypox, and now your kid and dog has it too. But let's look at some of the other craziness. Oh my gosh, this is wild. In fact, okay, so you now have. I can barely even bring myself to play this video and cover this. It's just so ridiculous, man. So, I guess it's rush week at colleges right now. College is getting back in session, so people are rushing sororities, fraternities, everything. And so now you have men doing the sorority rush, dressing up as females so they can join a sorority. I mean, this is just insanity. Let me just say this. If a dude, when I was in school at Mizzou, has a big fraternity sorority lifestyle there. If I was a dude trying to join a sorority at Mizzou, it would be for different reasons, but they would probably not fall for it. So now you have biological men participating in Rush Reek to join a sorority. This is from the University of Alabama. Guys, give me clip 8.
Hey y'all, it's Grant. Today is day 5 of Alabama Rush, and it is the first day of Sisterhood Round. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. So I'm going to give you guys an OOTD. And yeah, so my dress is from Hello Molly. Thank you so much, Hello Molly. Love you. This thing is from Shin. My shoes are from Shin. And my ring is from graduation. Oh, not again. That is so funny. And yep, that's it. So wish me luck today. And thank you so much. And my makeup is done by me again.
Seems like a nice enough guy. Does he belong in a sorority, though?
No.
So is this the new thing? I'm guessing he's gay. And so gay men cross-dressing to get into a sorority. Is that the deal now? I snuck into the sorority houses a couple times in college. I'm not going to lie. I didn't mind what I saw. But you had to make sure the sorority mom didn't find you or it was going to be big trouble. But I guess if I got caught, I could have just said I'm gay, right? I mean, hey, you got caught in the sorority house. I'm gay. And then you just find the nearest dress and you just put it on. Like, see, I'm gay. I wasn't doing anything bad. I'm gay. This is just ridiculous. If you want to hang out with chicks, fine. No problem. Go hang out with the sorority chicks. Dress like a chick. Guy seems fine enough. Seems like a nice guy. But is this the new thing? Is men cross-dressing to join sorority houses? Because I don't see how that could go wrong at all. I mean, I don't see how that goes wrong at all. I'm sure if you start seeing gay men that actually are very feminine like this guy that probably aren't even into women, but I'm sure if you start seeing men like that joining sororities, you know what you're going to see next, right? All of a sudden, the 40-year-old dude wants to go back to college, and he wants to dress like a chick, and he wants to live in the sorority house. Yeah. I'm sure it won't get to that, though, right? I'm sure it's not going to go there. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's take a look here, because, you know, they make up words is what they do. These words don't exist. They just make them up. So they've made up a new word. If you don't identify as him or her or she or whatever else they have out there, they now have the new one, and this is the new pers pronouns, because you're so confused, you don't even know what you are in clip 5.
Let's talk about the pronouns pers, which are new pronouns that anyone of any gender can use to affirm and express their identities.
It's made up words.
Pers pronouns are based off the word person, and they're basically pronounced in the same way. Let's practice with an example. If I were talking about someone who uses pers pronouns, I might say, as soon as per introduced herself, I knew we'd be friends. Her energy is radiant, and I cannot wait to see per again.
So these words don't exist in the English language. They aren't taught. They don't exist in the lexicon. There's no way to actually use them. They just make them up. But see, they have this weird cycle of they think of something that is just complete lunacy, but they think it's genius. Like that girl thinks she's a genius. Oh, I discovered new pronouns. Pers. Look how smart I am. Wow. No, you just made up a word. But then it gets affirmed by the radical left, even though it doesn't even exist. So what's the end destination of this? We just don't have an English language anymore? Is that what it is? And men can just walk into women's locker rooms and restrooms and you better not say anything or you're a bigot? Where does this go? It's all insanity. And it gets promoted at the hospitals. First, let's go to Boston Children's Hospital. This is an official promotional video from Boston Children's Hospital promoting trans kids in clip 16.
I
A child will often know that they are transgender from the moment that they have any ability to express themselves, and parents will often tell us this.
No.
We have parents who tell us that their kids, they knew from the minute they were born practically. And actions like refusing to get a haircut or standing to urinate.
Refusing to get a haircut. You know, that's like a well-known thing that some kids don't like getting a haircut. It's just like a well-known thing. It's phenomenon. I even remember they did an episode of Rugrats. I like the show Rugrats growing up, where Chucky, the character, was deathly afraid of getting a haircut. Because that's all they did. They just took real-life stuff and they turned it into a cartoon in Rugrats. So, but my kid doesn't want to get a haircut. It's trans. I got a trans kid. Yay. This is from a hospital, folks. But see, why would the hospital want to be promoting trans kids? Because they get $10,000 to chop your boy's pecker off.
That's it.
Continue.
Refusing to get a haircut or standing to urinate, trying to stand to urinate, refusing to stand to urinate.
Yeah, they're not even potty trained. They wear diapers.
Clothing, playing with the quote opposite gender toys.
They just play with
like
toys.
That. There is more and more a group of adolescents that we are seeing that really are coming to the realization that they might be trans or gender diverse a little bit later on in their life. So what we're seeing from them is that they always sort of knew something was maybe off and didn't have the understanding.
How about
they're
just kids?
Trans
or
have a different gender identity than the one they had been assigned. So that is a growing population that we are seeing and that's being recognized.
So this woman is just promoting it because Boston is set to make millions of dollars off trans surgeries. I mean, that's all it is. That's why the hospitals are promoting it. They just want to make money. But you understand, here's the equivalent. That's like going up to like a five-year-old or something and giving them an algebra equation. And if they can't solve it, saying, oh my gosh, you have a learning disability. We have to give you pills. We have to get you in therapy. You don't know algebra. You don't know high school level chemistry. You must have a learning disability, huh? No, it's just a kid. Like, I shouldn't even have to come on air and explain this. Like, I had girl cousins that liked playing with Barbie dolls and stuff, and every once in a while I'd go play with them just because they were my cousins, and I wanted to just go have fun with my fellow cousins. Does that make me trans because I picked up a Barbie doll? Oh my gosh! It's like, imagine that. Your parent comes downstairs and sees you playing with a Barbie doll and says, wow, I must chop off their wiener! But see, they all know it's a lie. That's what's even sicker about this. The only reason they're promoting it at the hospital level is because they want to make money off of mutilating your children's genitals. Here you go again. Here it is from Pittsburgh. This is Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh promoting it again in clip 21.
Hi, my name is Priya Dhar. I'm one of the doctors at the Center for Adolescent and Young Adult Health here at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh.
I wanted to talk
to you guys today a little bit about puberty blockers.
Puberty blockers are
basically a medication that says, hey, let's just put a pause on puberty. And that can be really
let's just put a pause on your development.
Already started the puberty process, who either might go through a lot of psychological distress as they go through puberty.
All right, just get it off. I can't even. Hey, guys, let's just put a pause on your growth. I'm gonna chop your arm off.
Just chemically castrate the kids. Why don't we? By giving them chemicals to block their immunity. Yeah, that's so wonderful. So we can make them be more chemically messed up, and that's why they end up killing themselves later on, right? Yeah, that's real good. Let's get back to it.
Blues clip for you in clip 12. Tell me if you pick up on this. I'll show you though. Roll clip 12.
Hi, Blue. I want to tell you my story.
No, wait, guys. We got to start it 20 seconds in. That's into the next segment. Yep, we're going to have to. All right. I'm going to show you when we come back what they slipped into a Blue's Clues episode. I guess actually we can just do it right here. I'll just skip the suspense. So wait and tell me if you see what happens when they start rolling the alphabet here. This might be a buzzer beater. Seems normal. Wait. Oh, did you see that? Can you rewind it back to the P, guys? Let's see if we can do this before the break at the buzzer. Oh, the P has the gay pride flag on it because it's a pedophile.
Yep.
So the crew says that P is not for pedophile, you bigot. It's for pride. Does that really make it much better?
No, it
doesn't. They just had to slip it in there, didn't they? They just had to get that sexual propaganda in there for kids. But hey, they're not groomers. Now, my producer, Scott, always has good things to say in the break, and sometimes I'm like, hey, you just got to come on air with that. So, you, Scott, you were talking about the puberty blockers in the break, and you reached a logical conclusion.
Yeah, so the whole thing is that if they put kids on puberty blockers before you get that the hormones that kick in, isn't that just going to... Because think about everybody before they reach puberty. Like, when you're... like. The boys like to be with the boys, the girls with the girls, and you really don't have any other thoughts besides, ew, gross cooties, don't go over by them, or, oh, boys are icky. If you put them on blockers, aren't you just going to, like, at best, you're going to turn everybody into asexual beings.
And I think that's it. I think that's the goal.
You'll make everybody gay.
I think that's the goal, though, because it all comes back to the population control. They don't like people. They don't want any more people. So they have to stop the sexual reproduction process before it even begins with puberty. And, you know, I would even take it one step further where it's not just, you know, you don't really start acting on your attraction to the opposite sex until you're after puberty. They know that. So for them to even try to sexualize kids before puberty is they know that there's no sexualization there until they introduce them to it.
But you're also going to get a thing to where now, through puberty, boys begin to roughhouse more with each other, things like that, to where you and your friends develop a different kind of friendship there as well. You're just going to completely derail humanity.
Bingo! You've hit the nail on the head of modern day liberalism right there. And you know what the funny thing is? Again, I'm not very old. I mean, I still consider myself young. I'm only 33. But I remember when I first got caught drinking by my parents. I was probably 15 years old, and I go to the doctor, still at the pediatrician's office, and the pediatrician is trying to convince me out of drinking alcohol. And she says, if you drink alcohol at a young age, the reason why we have the age limits on alcohol, because it can stunt your growth. Like, that's a bad thing. Stunting a child's growth is a bad thing. Unless it's all about gay pride and trans kids. Now, all of a sudden, it's a good thing, Scott.
Well, they did the same thing with, like, caffeine. If you have too much caffeine, you're going to stunt your growth. If you drink coffee, you'll stunt your growth. Things like that. And it used to be about what's the best for the kid. And now I feel like they've gone completely the opposite way of what can we put this kid through? And you know, they were talking about gender reassignment surgeries. You brought that story up. At some point in time, they may make money on it now, but at some point in time, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that come back and they're going to sue that hospital out of existence. The whole rule of being a doctor is do no harm, right? Isn't that the whole idea behind it?
Unless you're a liberal.
And it seems to me that if you take a six-year-old kid that doesn't have any idea of who he really is, and you lop off his private parts and make him a girl, at some point in time, his body is going to hit a point where he's going to feel... something was taken from him.
Well, they write mainstream news articles about how the LGBTQ youth have the highest rates of suicide. It's well known. A lot of people go back and they look at their past and they say, wow, I can't believe I did this. Some can recover, some can't. But you're right. It's eventually there's going to be lawsuits against these hospitals from these people that regret it.
The other thing is I'm glad things like gays against groomers and stuff, you're starting to see these groups come out. Because if you've been fighting against the stereotype your whole life of being that, you know... Oh, gay means that you're a pedophile, that you're a sexual deviant, that you're all these negative things, and you fought against that, and you got to a point to where now you can have pride parades, and now there's people coming in that are turning pride parades into just huge public displays of things with kids there, and you have, you know, drag queens going their story times.
Yeah, but it's liberal. It's gay pride. Come on, bigot. You got to get on board. Into the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I told you I had a story I was going to relate to super male vitality, and I'll give it to you right now. Research noted a red shift in Democrat males when they were given testosterone administrations. Ha Testosterone Administration Induces a Red Shift in Democrats is the name of the study that just got published. They ran the study last year. They've now published it. And if you guys go to the original tweet I sent you, the full document is up there if you want to pull it up. But it's out there. T and Politics Data 2021. All the data is there in the spreadsheet. So what do you learn from that? Testosterone administration induces a red shift in Democrats. What do you take from that? And they always said, the science says conservatives are better looking. Conservative women more feminine, conservative men more masculine. It's an entire mental health thing, folks. It's an entire mental and physical health thing. Unhealthy people tend to be Democrats. Healthy people tend to be Republicans. Mentally, physically, it's both. It's all of it. So you're a man. You're supposed to be raging with testosterone, even really into your 50s, I would say. But because of all the chemical attacks on our body, because of all the removal of the good nutrients and vitamins from the food, most men by their 30s are lacking in testosterone. And you know, I have friends that don't believe it. They're like, you must be on testosterone replacement therapy. It's like, nope, never done anything like that. Don't take any, you know, performance-enhancing drugs or anything like that. Just the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. And I eat steak like 5 times a week. And I drink about 50 raw eggs a week. So it's really all about diet. I think more than anything, there's a bit of a genetic factor there probably as well. But definitely diet. You should not be in your 30s and low T. And if you are, you need to change your diet. But see, this is why we promote health here, and this is why I believe really the foundation of the populist movement needs to be mental and physical health. Because healthy people are smarter. Healthy people make a more prosperous nation. And actually, healthy people want other people to be healthy too. So am I surprised that a testosterone administration turned liberals into conservatives? No, I'm not. Because most likely the liberals are unhealthy, low T, and so that's why they tend to be liberal. But when you're happy and when you're healthy, you're not thinking like a mentally deranged leftist. You're thinking straight. But that's why the left attacks masculinity. That's why the left destroys femininity. Because they know it's just more astroturf that they lie on. And they know that they're taking advantage of a sick nation of people. So we need to get people back healthy again. So go get Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you also have the combo pack, Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2. That's 40% off. If you get the Super Male Vitality by itself, 25% off. Save a deranged leftist near you. Get them a bottle of Super Male Vitality. Should we go? Let me just kind of finish up on this note here. 2/3 of American teachers report feeling burned out. Now, I've got mixed emotions about this because actually, for a long time, I've been saying teachers are underpaid and underappreciated. Now, having said that, teachers should not be experiencing burnout. Believe me, I'm not trying to slight the profession of being a teacher, but you do get a lot of time off. And overall, I don't think it should be the most stressful job out there. Now, you're dealing with kids, sometimes younger kids, that can be stressful. So I'm not trying to take away from the profession. I have the utmost respect for good teachers out there. A lot of good teachers can impact your life in a lot of positive ways. But this should not be going on. Teachers should not be burnt out. And so I think there's a couple levels here. I think it's another level of unhealthy people that are just burnt out from any job that they're having. I think there's a level of laziness and bum. There's a level of bumliness here, if you will, where people just don't want to work anymore. And it's probably the same people that want to teach the kids how to be gay for 7 hours a day and not even teach them math or writing or anything. So I think there's a level of that. But on that flip side, I think there's also a level of there's so many situations in classrooms now where classrooms are just out of control. And teachers and administrators just have no control over some of these classrooms. I've seen it. I've seen it for myself. So again, part of me says, I don't have any empathy if you're burnt out as a teacher. You know, maybe there's something wrong with you. But then another part of me also says, I've seen some of the classroom situations that these teachers are in every day, and I understand why they might be burnt out, especially when there seems to be no help or any, you know, forgiveness. Just a horrible situation every day, and you can't even discipline kids anymore. So, but it's an interesting story to me that just shows where our nation is suffering. We are suffering from mental health. Children are having mental health problems. Adults are having mental health problems, and it's not being properly addressed. It's not being properly talked about. Teachers should not be feeling burnt out. It should not be happening. Teachers should enjoy their life. Teachers should be happy. Teachers should be healthy. They shouldn't have to stress over bills. And they shouldn't have to stress going into a classroom every day wondering how out of control the students are going to be and knowing that they can't discipline them. So it's really just a shame what's happened to our education system. And it's just more credence to homeschooling now, which, you know, we've got this great system set up that's so funded to educate our kids, but it's just been ruined by Democrat liberal politics like everything else. And so now it's all about sexualizing kids and letting kids behave like heathens, and then the teachers just have nothing else that they can do about it. But that story intrigued me, and actually the number was six. So, I mean, it was 2/3. It was 65% saying they're burnt out. So, I mean, part of me is like, well, if you're burnt out as a teacher, you just don't enjoy your job. Maybe get another living. And then the other part of me is like, well, I understand why they could be getting burned out considering the situation at some of these schools. Now, this is a funny one, and you guys should pull this one up on the monitor there because people need to see this for a good laugh. Karens can now speak to the manager with their own action figure. This is hilarious. They've got the Karen action figure doll, and it also, it's the Karen name, it's the white lady with a bone to pick. And then they have the speak to the manager action figurine as well. I think it's Joe, the manager. He's got his mask on. This is hilarious. Something, a cultural phenomenon has now turned into an action figure doll. And I bet you they actually do pretty well selling these things. So you can get your Karen action figure with the Live, Laugh, Love shirt on. And she's just ripping into the manager, just ripping through Home Depot, just hitting people with her leather purse straps. And then there's Joe, the manager, just, you know, he's got his mask on. He's got to help this Karen in any way he can. Man, oh man, we are living in a wild time, aren't we? We are truly living in idiocracy where you can now buy a Karen doll because it's such a cultural phenomenon now. Rest of the news I have on my desk here. MSNBC suggests Trump is trafficking nuclear secrets to Putin and the Saudis. I gotta tell you, I've been paying a little more attention to the left-wing media, CNN and MSNBC lately, just to kind of get their response to the raid and where they're at right now. If you thought these people were broke mentally before, if you thought these people took a break from reality before, they have gone so far off the reserve, folks. I'm telling you, you can't even find them on a map. They're gone, man. They are just gone over there at MSNBC and CNN. It is just crazy stuff. And I was thinking about it too, because there's a lost art now in political commentary that has disappeared really in like 5 years, because even it was all post Trump, by the way, and who knows, maybe it had something to do with all the videos where I have hundreds of hours of videos of me destroying Trump supporters. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to fluff myself up here, but I can't. I'm trying to figure out how this happened. You may recall in 2015 and 2016, they still had political discourse on CNN. I mean, I specifically remember, in fact, I met Jeffrey Lord and Kayleigh McEnany outside of Washington University in St. Louis. They were there for the presidential debate. Kayleigh McEnany and Jeffrey Lord were on air on CNN almost every night debating from a pro-Trump stance. You don't get that anywhere anymore. You don't get any political discourse, any political debate anymore. You don't even get actual political debates for elections. Joe Biden cancels presidential debates. You think Biden is going to do a presidential debate in 2024 if he does run again? Yeah. Yeah, right. He didn't do one in 2020.
Sure did.
So it's really that's really a new phenomenon to not have any political debate. And I think it's the recognition now by the left-wing media that they know they can't debate. Liberals know they can't debate. The average street liberal knows that they actually are totally ignorant. And the liberal on TV knows that if they bring on a debate type of platform to their news coverage, that they're going to just embarrass themselves and lose support for their ideology. That's a new phenomenon, folks. So to me, that's Democrats and liberals just admitting they just take the L every time there's a debate. So why even do a debate? Why else, if you really believed, if you were so confident in your ideology, if you were so confident in your politics, then you would welcome debate. I wish I could get liberals to debate me. I mean, I used to have to go out on the streets to the Trump events just to try to get a liberal to debate me. I can't do that anymore. They now know who I am. I get spat on. I get assaulted. I get attacked, everything. So now other people have to go out and do it, and then they are. But that is a new phenomenon of there's just no more political debate anymore. It's just far left ideology and then conservatives actually covering real issues. No debate anymore. But that is a new phenomenon, and I think the reason why you don't have it, it's not because conservatives don't want the debate. Conservatives beg liberals to debate. Republicans have to beg Democrats to show up for debate. The Democrats and liberals won't ever debate anymore because they know it's an L waiting to happen. So why get into a debate that you're going to lose and embarrass yourself? You just don't. But that's just the madness they get away with on TV now is Donald Trump is laundering nuclear codes to Russia and to Saudi Arabia, and he's hiding classified documents in his dead ex-wife's corpse. This is what they talk about on left-wing television now because nobody's there to check him. He's not running again. Top Democrat lawmaker predicts only one term for Biden. Yeah, oh, 81 million votes. Oh, greatest recovery economically ever. Greatest president of all time, Joe Biden. But please don't run again. Yeah. Who believes that crap? Oh, maybe Democrats and liberals will learn from this one, but I doubt it. Biden's inflation bill made a $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit. So you know what the car companies did, folks? They raised the prices of their electric vehicles $7,500. Wow. Nice. Yeah, government subsidies never work.
They never work because they're getting the money back.
They have been tried thousands of times in this country, and they never work as intended. So nice. Oh, wow, look, Biden's trying to help you get an electric car because, you know, you can't afford gas now. And we're so out of touch with reality that we just tell you to buy an electric car, even though you can't afford it because you can't afford gas. Right. And the $75 tax credit isn't going to help either. But okay, just throw it in there. And then the car companies say, "Oh, let's raise electric car prices $7,500 now." So that just completely nullified that tax credit, and now the consumer pays more for the electric vehicle. Nice going, Democrats. Very well done. A meat tax is probably inevitable. Here's how it could work. And so if you plug that into a search engine, you'll see this all over the internet now, the meat tax. But of course, it's all about pricing the poor people out of the prosperous life experience. That's what it's all about, folks. Even in America, if you're poor, you can go eat three meals a day. And it might not be healthy, but you can still do it. There's probably never been a time in human history where poor people were morbidly obese. But they are in this country. But see, the elite don't like that. They want poor people skinny, frail, and dead. And so now they're going to basically tax you out of everything, and you're just going to have to eat bug burgers or plant-based burgers. You're not going to eat actual burgers anymore, and you're going to be malnourished, and basically you're just going to be starved into weakness. And so that's what this is about. It's all about the elite taxing you out of the prosperous living experience. And around the world, people are realizing this now. There's uprisings everywhere. At least 21 protesters killed during anti-government protests in Sierra Leone. angry Serbian farmers organized protests, threatened to radicalize their actions over soaring fuel prices and skyrocketing essentials. And so this is all over Europe, all over the place. And we've just had it so good in this country, it hasn't really hit us hard yet, folks. But believe me, they want to bring it here, too. They just got a little more to chip away here. Scotland, and see, this is really the green energy in a nutshell right here. Scotland cut down 14 million trees to make way for wind turbines. Wind turbines that will never create as much energy as it took to build them, and wind turbines that will either be shut down or defunct within a decade. And they cut down a forest to put them up.
That's ridiculous.
We need trees, not wind turbines. I mean, it's just, this is the idiocracy of the carbon emission, climate change, green policies right here. Cut down a forest to put up wind turbines. But see, it's all a scam because the government gives the subsidies and gives the payouts to all their friends to start the green energies. It's just a giant money laundering operation.
That's really what it is.
Posing as a climate change activism policy. And so what happens now, because Germans have been told that their energy is getting shut off, Google searches for firewood in Germany. Guys, give me a dot cam shot here. Take a look at this. Google searches for firewood in Germany because they've been told you don't get to heat your house this winter. It's the Great Reset. It's Build Back Better. It's stop man-made climate change. So now you don't get air conditioning in your house. You don't get heating in your house. You don't get steak in your fridge. You don't get to keep your fridge on because, you know, we're saving the planet by killing you. The CEO says, our COVID vaccines are like iPhones. You need a new one every year. Oh, you mean like how Apple rigs their technology so that it's defunct if you're two versions of the phone too late so they can maximize their profits with the forced labor camps they have in China? Good business model, Moderna. Thanks for letting us know. Oh, but vaccine, safe and effective. Ooh, not so much. Turns out they just want to make money off you. Every other time.
And kill you.
And they're not safe or effective. But you know what? All things considered, I think that this was overall a draw with the vaccines because they wanted everybody with that vaccine in their arm and they planned on putting a vaccine in everybody's arm and they didn't get it, folks. And so here is the CEO of Moderna complaining about how they have all these vaccines that nobody wants in clip 14.
It's sad to say. I'm in the process of throwing 30 million doses into the garbage because nobody wants them. We have a big demand problem. We right now have governments. We try to contact not only Seth, who is doing great work with his team trying to get demand into the countries, but also we contacted through the Washington's in, the embassies in Washington, every country, and nobody wants to take them.
Yeah, because they're killing people and they don't work. But so this is how corporate fascism and collusion really works, is big pharmaceutical companies own the politicians. The politicians then enact policies that make you get the vaccine. And then the political donor class in big pharma gets filthy rich off the policies that their bought and paid for politicians enact. But we I think stopped this before it could get worse, and so now they're complaining, all these no-bid contracts, all these governments that told them to make all these vaccines. We don't want them. We don't want your stupid shot that's killed probably a million people around this planet. We don't want your shot that's killed at least 40,000 Americans, according to the VAERS reports. And this angers them, because usually they have total dominance in this fascism. But not this time, because people that tell the truth like InfoWars and our great guests are still on the air. And of course, the vaccine didn't work for Biden. It didn't work for Lloyd Austin. Four times vaccinated Lloyd Austin now has COVID for the second time this year. But hey, get another vaccine. I'm sure that'll do it. And so, you know, there's just good gut instincts. And I knew, of course, I was never going to get the vaccine, but I was never going to get tested. I was never going to get swabbed. I was never going to do any of that garbage. And I'm glad I didn't, because it turned out that they were taking your DNA and storing your DNA if you got one of the government tests. And it turns out that sometimes you may have been getting poisoned. Listen to this report in clip 9.
See, million people who are receiving those free government-issued at-home COVID tests. The extraction tube in many of the kids includes a chemical that can be harmful or even deadly. It's colorless, tasteless, odorless. It's a powder that's found in things like airbags and pest control solutions. Maya Belay from our Cleveland station checks in with Poison Control for a look at the potential dangers.
Ohio poison control centers are sounding the alarm surrounding a liquid substance called sodium azide, found in some at-home COVID testing kits that could be toxic to children as well as adults if used incorrectly.
Our toxicology community has been both surprised that this was an ingredient in some of the kits and also concerned. We have seen exposures in all age groups.
The drug and poison.
But don't dare question anything. Don't ever question the establishment. Don't ever question the mainstream media. Don't ever question your political leaders and bureaucrat leaders. Don't ever question them. No, you should always question them. In fact, they're beyond worthy of questioning. They're deserving of total cynicism. Is really what they deserve. Let's go back, though, to them, with their fear-mongering over global warming to tax you into poverty. Here's Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this one. She's just appointed herself the ambassador of planet Earth. Good God, aliens will never come here if that's the case. And so here's Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this classic in clip 17.
How can they vote against the planet? Mother Earth. Mother Earth gets angry from time to time, and this legislation will help us address all of that.
Is Pelosi always drunk, or can she just not talk anymore? Pelosi speaks for Mother Earth, guys. Pelosi speaks for Mother Earth. She's the ambassador of the planet. She's such a good person. And she knows what Mother Earth is thinking, obviously. She's had enough vodka to believe that, at least. Oh, my goodness. But see, that's what the Democrats do. They posture themselves so that you can't form an attack against them. Like, oh, Black Lives Matter. Well, that's just another George Soros anti-American front group. But it says Black Lives Matter, so you're racist if you say anything negative. Oh, it's Antifa. They're anti-fascists. No, it's just a violent Democrat terrorist organization. But oh, if you say it, you're a fascist if you don't like them. Nancy Pelosi, if you don't vote for this bill, you're against the planet. You don't want to be against the planet. And look at all the smirks on the Democrat faces as they know they're running their political propaganda with their master in political propaganda, Nancy Pelosi, up there. She's got her Ukraine flag on because she loves stealing money from us. Oh, God, please rid us of these demons. Please, Lord God, release the American people from these demons. Yes, Lord. Pelosi says, if you don't like my policy, you're against planet Earth. So, oh, geez, I mean, I guess I can't be against that. I mean, she's just a known criminal politician, somehow worth hundreds of millions of dollars, above the law, secret deals in China, secret deals in Chinese, insider trading, husband gets off DUI, drug-induced driving. But she speaks for Mother Earth, guys. She has been appointed herself the ambassador of Mother Earth. And so if you don't agree with her policy, you just hate the planet. Yeah, okay. Okay. Man, oh man, these crooks. Yeah. We've got more on January 6th here. Ray Epps told the FBI he expected a bomb attack near the Capitol on January 6th, new documents show. This looks like parallel construction to me. It looks like Ray Epps was a Fed. Looks like he put this message out so they could have something on record. The pipe bomb was probably planted by Feds too. And now we have this video in clip 7, guys. Just roll the B-roll of clip 7 where, I haven't seen this video before. It's individuals in the Capitol pointing at a camera to unlock the doors, the magnetic doors, from the inside. So it's these individuals inside trying to get people in. They can't get the doors open because of the magnetic locks, and they look up and point at a camera to open the magnetic doors. So, I mean, clearly there was some sort of coordination there.
Somebody was in there a little bit.
And then somebody tries to stop the thing. And other people try to stop the people from going in. But somebody gave the order to open that door, and they knew the order came from up above, and they pointed at the security camera and said, open this door. So more evidence that there was an insider that wanted to see violence at the Capitol that day and wanted to let people in. And again, it was probably the Feds. It was probably the Democrats. But you're never going to see that side of the story because they're running their propaganda campaign right now to politically persecute and imprison their political opposition. But there's no election fraud. Oh, wait. Yes, there is. Wisconsin GOP leader fires 2020 election investigator. Folks, they found out the election investigator saw voter fraud. They have all the evidence of voter fraud. It was already shown to the investigator, and he didn't move on it during the audit, and so now he's been fired. So there was a blatant cover-up of voter fraud in Wisconsin in the 2020 election. But you won't hear about that on the mainstream news. And then there's this. I love this one. New York Times, run by the Democrats. Hunting for voter fraud. Conspiracy theorists organize stakeouts. And this whole story is about how lunatic conservatives are for watching ballot boxes and telling and basically saying you shouldn't be allowed to sit outside ballot boxes, drop boxes, mail-in drop boxes. They shouldn't be allowed to do this. They're basically terrorists. But if you're not going to cheat, then why does this concern you? Well, we found out from New York Times writers that Democrats run the New York Times, and so the Democrats probably told the New York Times to run a story demonizing people watching mail-in drop boxes because the Democrats are about to try to steal another election with them.
Exactly. So many people over the years.
Segment of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, let's throw it back for a second here. We go back in time to 2017, and I was out debating an entire crowd of Trump impeachment activists, and this classic moment happened in clip 24.
This guy's actually got some notes here.
He's a liar.
Hey, all right, come on. Hey, we found this man will talk to us, so why should Trump be impeached?
Because he's lied 1,000 times on record.
What does he lie about?
Should we look it up on his phone?
No, he's recording right now. But you're the one saying impeach the president. Yeah, yeah, because you're the one who wants to impeach him.
I mean, I can impeach him myself.
But you're out here with the impeached Trump crowd.
Yeah, I would love to advance an impeachment agenda.
Why?
Because we got a liar.
I know, so it keeps coming back. So what did he lie about?
Let's look this up.
Okay. But you're out here protesting. You shouldn't have to look it up. You know, you should already know your cause, don't you think?
You're probably, you know, right in some way, shape.
I mean, if you have to look it up, it must not be that important to you, you know?
Ah, yes. Liberals.
I'm right on the spot.
They're something else, aren't they? All right, so, you know, I didn't really look much into this Anne Hesh story. It seemed like open, shut case, drunk driving, whatever. But I got to tell you, there's some weird stuff about this out there now. And it is true, she did do a lot of films and work in Hollywood that was kind of, I won't say anti-establishment, but warned of certain things happening, like biological terrorist events, and in this case, in her most recent film, Anne Hesh film about sex trafficking set to air after car crash. So who knows the connection here, but there's interesting footage and the story is not really adding up about her death. Guys, let's roll clip. Let's see what we got here. Let's roll clip 18 first and then clip 10 after it. This is footage from Anne Hesh getting put into the ambulance. Now, they said the guy in the car with her said she was dead. She showed no signs of life. They said that she's been on life support. But watch this clip, and you tell me if this looks like a woman that seemed dead or needed to be on life support. Guys, go clip 18 and then 10.
So he leaves Hesh in a burning car.
An impossible decision for David.
Now watch this before she gets in the ambulance.
It took dozens of firefighters and special equipment, but Hesh survived.
Wait, what?
Blood sample to test whether she was drinking or on drugs during the crash. A woman in the home did not need medical attention, but she needs just about everything else. Neighbors have set up a GoFundMe page to help.
Y'all saw that, right? Rewind this.
And then here's an alternative angle.
She wasn't dead.
Of what appears to be Hesh fighting to get off the stretcher right before she's put into the ambulance. And they say that she needed to be put on life support, and the guy in the car with her said she was basically dead. So how is it she's fighting to get off the stretcher and moving around?
Yeah, they're saying she's
very dead. Odd stuff there.
I think they were trying to kill her.
But just thought I'd give that a mention because it was very intriguing to me. And then when I looked into some of the films she was involved with, it was even more intriguing. All right, so you've got that. You've got Warner Brothers considers, this is hilarious, they're considering shelving The Flash after multiple arrests of star Ezra Miller. Folks, this guy's got all kinds of problems. He's on film beating a woman. Didn't he, like, kidnap minors, too, that he was being charged with? I mean, it was just total insanity what this guy has been charged with. And Johnny Depp lost all of his deals because of the claims that Amber Heard made, which he then won his defamation case. Turns out he lied about that, too, actually. Turns out both of those two were just total scumbags, is what it looks like. But Depp's back now. For now. But why does Ezra Miller get to keep his deals? Because he's a proud gay liberal, that's why. So it doesn't matter, he's on tape beating a woman, shoving a woman. It doesn't matter, he's got all the accusations with whatever he was involved with. I can't even understand it. And how he still has a job or any offer and hasn't been completely canceled from Hollywood, it should baffle your mind, except that he's a proud gay liberal. And so they can't cancel him. That would make them look bad. Steven Seagal visits destroyed Ukrainian prison in support of Kremlin. Now, that angered the liberal Hollywood establishment. Now, what did I tell you, folks? What did I tell you about the Disney World story and the individual not wanting to hug black kids? I told you, let's find out who's in the costume. Turns out it was a Dominican national, so not a white person. And it was in the Rosita. So now Disney, or the Sesame Place at, I think it's Disney World, has now canceled Rosita, who's been along there for a long, long time. And is canceled now because somebody, I think what you have here is more hate crime hoaxes looking for money. Rosita gets canceled. Sesame Place removes all traces of character from park after black family launched $25 million lawsuit claiming racist mascot ignored their kids. I don't know if they want to go down this road, but if I was the Sesame Place, I would be investigating that person. I would be investigating the people that sued you for $25 million, and I wouldn't be so surprised if they knew each other or had prior communication. Because hate crime hoaxing is now
a big standard
for liberal leftists. But either way, even if you don't have a hate crime hoax happening here, the claim that it was racism is obviously not the case. Because it wasn't a white person in the suit. So, you know, Democrats and liberals were dying for that to be a white person in the mascot suit. Sorry, it wasn't. So I guess you can't claim racism now. Here's a good claim of racism, though. Minneapolis Teachers Union contract calls for layoffs of white teachers first. And then we just have in the document here, it's shared at the alphanews.org site. They have the actual document, exemption from layoff for designated program staff. So if layoffs ever happen, it's in their bylaws that only white teachers will lose their jobs. But that's not racist, because you can't be racist against white people, right? That's how it goes. Sure. I want to do this as we close out the broadcast. So Andrew Yang is trying to start a third party. And you know, I kind of like it. I kind of don't. But I do like what he did on CNN. But I want to explain what this is really all about. But first, let's go to CNN. They had Andrew Yang on, and it's fake news boy over there. I forget his name. Interviewing Andrew Yang. I think he did a good job, actually, in this interview. Yeah, Acosta. Thanks, guys. Here's Acosta interviewing Yang about his new Forward Party.
And have to come up with policy
really
positions.
Really negative results.
Right,
we
but Andrew,
need a better system.
Yeah, but Andrew, you're going to have policy positions at some point. How does the Forward Party feel about Roe versus Wade? Should it have been overturned?
Well, I personally think that women's reproductive rights are fundamental human rights. But the Forward Party has not left or right, but forward stance on even the most divisive and contentious issues.
What does that mean? Don't you have to take a position on something? You can't just say, this is a hot button issue, so I'm not going to take a position on you. You know, if you want to run the country, you're going to have to make some hard decisions, Andrew.
Again, the Forward Party is about that common sense consensus majority view, which is very clear on abortion. It's clear
on guns. What about assault weapons?
It's clear on climate change. It's actually clear on just about every...